You're with SBS Radio.
SBS, SBS,
SBS,
SBS,
SBS Radio.
Dear SBS Punjabi listeners, in the wake of oncoming NSW elections, we are trying our best to bring you the candidates of Indian origin and belonging to various parties. One of them is Ms. Aruna Chandrala by Labour Party for the Upper House. Welcome to SBS Punjabi, Aruna Chandrala ji.
Namaskar ji, thanks for having me.
You have been selected by Labour Party. First of all, please tell us what are your personal strengths and what are your connections with the wider Indian community?
With the wider Indian community, I've been working for the community for many, many years. I have migrated to Australia in 1986, and I have raised two children. Now my son is cardiologist, my daughter is chartered accountant, and I have also helped my husband set up a successful business. Mm-hmm. And along the way, my service only for the community. I never worked for myself. 100% all my efforts went to the community only. And I've been able to serve community from various platforms. Mm-hmm. It is a Telugu Paluku initially, one Telugu organization. By then, we didn't have many registered Telugu organizations. So then after 5 years of my working with Telugu Paluku, then we started Telugu Association, which was the first registered Telugu Association. Mm-hmm. And subsequently, I went to United Indian Associations, which is a platform for Indians, like about 22 member associations. Each member association belongs to each state of India. Mm-hmm. So even on that platform, I have served community and organized India-Australia Friendship Fair, which used to attract 20,000 people. And we also used to celebrate Republic Day function. So at Republic Day function, I took initiatives like HSC High Achiever Awards. And that is where people like, premiers and because United Indian Association functions used to attract, half of the cabinet. And apart from that, there is like when I was president, couple of accidents, unfortunate situations happened. Those are Indian students. We had to fundraise and collect the paperwork from coroner office and send the mortal remains back to India and informing the families as well. Okay, outcome of that was I spoke to High Commissioner and the Consul General at that time. And High Commissioner actually spoke to External Affairs Minister. And they've been able to set up one benevolent fund, which means 15 lakh seed money was established. And then 15 lakh rupees, and every person signs a visa, $2 goes into that particular fund.
What are your political strengths?
Well, it is, I've been working in the party from last few years. Actually, before even I joined the party, people started asking me, we want to see you in the parliament, and we want you to represent us in the parliament. So by then, I didn't join any parties. Actually, I had my Indian citizenship for a long time. And then I think around that time only, actually, I took Australian citizenship. Then when these people are all asking, I thought, okay, what is the procedures? So I started looking into it. Then for that purpose, I actually joined the party, Labour Party, which is close to my heart. I mean, I work very closely with our local MP, Jody McKay.
So which policies of Labour attract you most?
As I said, I'm only doing the, mostly I've done the grassroots level kind of campaign. And for me, just to highlight the Indian community is always my highest priority.
Sure.
Whether it is Indian attire, Indian culture, Indian festivals. I mean, Medicare is always there. And again, in the past, from a UIA platform, we've been able to work on increasing more number of visas for seniors. And then another issue is they're announcing funds for language schools.
Mm-hmm. Are you aware that most of the seasoned women politicians are leaving politics? Recently, there were so many resignations. Are you so confident that you will be okay in the parliament?
Well, that we have to wait and see. First, they have to let me get in.
Yep. So, assuming that you are elected, yeah?
Well, you know, I was brought up in a household where I had three brothers and many male cousins. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, parliament would be the same as well, you know, another association.
Anyone from your family in the politics?
My father was panchayat president at the time of my birth.
Mm-hmm.
So village panchayat used to happen when I'm sitting in his lap. and vice president of India, Sri Venkaiya Naidu ji, is also, I'm related to them.
Thank you so much for talking to us and wish you all the best for elections.
Thank you very much, MP Singh ji, and all the best for your program. And well, we, you know, combined efforts, we can have our Indian candidate in upper house.
SBS Radio.
SBS.com.au.